Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:13 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price in with you on this Monday, starting off the week. Thanks a lot for having us on. Okay, here's three important things you need to know about this hour. Let's go ahead and start off with number one.
Here's today's top three stories.
Pensacola International has introduced the Butt Patrol, a collection of 12 trained dogs, along with their handlers who greet travelers and help reduce the stress of traveling. We just heard from Todd Payne from Pensacola International explaining that many of those dogs are used as therapy and comfort dogs, visiting nursing home, hospital, schools, and more. You've seen them around the area. They're now at the airport. All are certified with sweet dispositions and a love of new faces and friends.
Awesome. And a program that provides hot lunches to over 400 local senior citizens has been cut back to 4 days a week. Josh Newby, he's the president and CEO of the Council on Aging, he confirms funding was not the reason for cuts to the program. It was actually an increase in clients. In Escambia County, 363 meals are served each day at 13 community centers and other sites. Meanwhile, in Santa Rosa, 65 meals are served daily at four sites.
Okay, here's the third story, and you probably thought it was coming. Well, it is. Escambia taxpayers going to pay more for education. The county school board voting 4-1 to approve a tax increase. The 1.5 mil increase is expected to net around $52 million for the district. Select board members say the increase was necessary due to declining enrollment, down about 4,200 students over the past 5 years, and a reduction in state funding. 5:15, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price in with a look at the weather and local traffic together.
All righty. Only two spots giving us trouble right now. We do have some backups on the Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. But the main spot is going to be if you're traveling westbound on Michigan Avenue, right as you're just getting past W Street heading towards Glass Drive. We do have some backups there from an accident that was reported last hour. As for your weather, sitting at around 79 degrees. It's been kind of cloudy out there for a while. Low of 75 tonight. Tomorrow, we're going to see the rainfall chances that we've got this evening kind of ramp up just a little bit, and the high is going to show it sitting at just 87 degrees.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Mentor Swan, a global leader in yacht design and manufacturing, is collaborating with American Magic to bring boat production here to Pensacola. The move will position the area as a new hub for sailing innovation. The partnership includes building a fleet of Club Swan 28 boats that will debut during the 26 regattas. The partnership was originally announced in January.
And the Pensacola Children's Museum is temporarily closed for renovations to its first floor gallery, which has featured the Discovery Gallery since 2012. The museum will reopen this winter with a new exhibit called Our Town. The new exhibit will allow children to explore various aspects of Pensacola's history, including fishing, culinary arts, construction, fire safety, and railroading.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, deputies in Florida say a teenager shot and killed his own parents during an argument. Eben Brown has the latest from Miami.
Deputies in Clay County, Florida, outside Jacksonville, say a 14-year-old boy called 911 claiming to have shot both his parents to death. He walked to a church about a mile from the house before calling. Responding deputies did find both parents dead.
It appears that there was some sort of domestic argument last night between Trevor Lee and his parents, and that this shooting culminated from that argument.
Clay County Sheriff Michelle Cook says the teen left the gun at the house, and deputies took him into custody quickly. They're still looking into who owned the firearm and how the boy got a hold of it. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the My Safe Florida Home Program reopens for applications today. It offers matching grants to qualifying homeowners who better protect their structures from hurricane damage in exchange for getting a break on wind mitigation insurance. The program encourages homeowners to improve their roof-to-wall connectors, secondary water resistance barriers, and upgrade windows, doors, and garage doors.
5:17 News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on this afternoon. This month, state wildlife officials could potentially approve rules for a 3-week bear hunt in December. The proposed action will be considered by the FWC during a meeting August 13th and 14th. The meeting will define a lottery-style permitting process with up to 187 bears being killed in four areas of the state. And let me add that the Florida Panhandle, is not one of the areas in the state.
All right. And the principal of a school in Hillsborough County facing what the district calls deeply concerning charges. Lato High School principal Scott Hazlett was arrested Saturday for felony drug possession. Temple Terrace police say he was found with cocaine and he was driving under the influence. Hazlett has been with the school district since 2007. Officials say the Lando Lakes resident is now on administrative leave and an interim principal has been named.
518 News Radio 92.3. Another death to report in that boat collision last week in Biscayne Bay near Miami. CJ Papa is in South Florida.
The Coast Guard says a third child, a 10-year-old girl who was in critical condition, died on Sunday, writing the child passed while surrounded by her immediate family. It's been a week since a barge struck and sank a boat during a sailing camp. Five children and one adult were on the sailboat and pulled from the water after the collision. Four children were rushed to the hospital, where two were pronounced dead. The victims were participating in a youth sailing lesson through the Miami Yacht Club at the time of the crash. The Coast Guard captain says the Coast Guard remains committed to conducting a thorough investigation to ensure all facts are uncovered. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And gasoline prices in Florida fell last week, with the average for regular unleaded dropping to $2.94 a gallon from $3.09. The decrease follows several months of fluctuating prices. And nationally, prices increased slightly to an average of $3.15 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan from Gas Buddy noted that prices may continue to decline as gasoline demand eases and oil prices stabilize.
Tropical activity increasing throughout the Atlantic Basin with the named storm out there, really not threatening any land. Eben Brown has more from Miami on News Radio 92.3.
Tropical storm Dexter is in the North Atlantic and will be passing north of Bermuda on its way farther out into the ocean, where it will eventually dissipate without having impacted any land masses. But another disturbance is sitting just off the coasts of Georgia and South Carolina. Forecasters give it only a small chance of developing into a cyclone, though it is creating some stormy conditions there. A third system is out there in the mid-Atlantic and has a medium chance of developing, though it is too soon to tell what impacts it could have in the Americas. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Knocking on the door of 520 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines right here on News Radio 92.3.
Getting out of the military, I was missing this camaraderie.
It's frustrating when you try and talk to people that don't understand.
I would be talking, but I wasn't there with them. You just feel so alone.
I still had the anger. I still had the addictions, but we didn't talk about that.
Came to a point where it's like, okay, I really need to talk to somebody about this.
Family more or less encouraged me, you know, go to the VA. You're a veteran. See what they can do to help you.
When you have family, friends, when you have the facilities like the VA and the Vet Center, it gives me, it gives others encouragement to keep moving forward.
It's okay to go get help. It's okay to talk to people, because it takes true strength to ask for help.
Talking with other veterans was the best method for learning the roadmap to success.
Hear veterans' real stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Consider with me the topic of ego. Proverbs 16 explains that an unchecked, insufferable ego will lead to destruction and to a fall. Ego is your enemy. It's your enemy because it inhibits you from learning. You can't teach someone something that they think they already know. Also, ego is your enemy because it destroys relationships. Eventually, other people tire of you if you're self-absorbed and egotistical. Further, ego is your enemy because it's antithetical to the gospel. After all, it's for by grace we're saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is a gift of God. And the cure to ego is to have a God confidence. It's okay to be confident in the gifts that God has entrusted to you. To avoid being egotistical, you must never forget that God gave you those gifts. So be confident in Him, and then avoid the destruction that comes from an insufferable ego.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs and find the right insurance products that best fit the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement. Or if you're looking for options now, they'll be taking your calls and questions. Tomorrow at 10 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable. Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more, on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Thursday at 9 a.m., the Pensacola Expert Panel welcomes Mathnasium to the studio. If you have school-aged children, Adana Elder will be in the studio to enlighten you on the Mathnasium method. Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. At Mathnasium, they are changing lives through math. So don't miss the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9 with Mathnasium.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
5:23 News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Thanks so much for having us on today. The Pentagon is preparing to test President Trump's adventurous program called the Golden Dome. This should be in place by 2028. Let's hope so. Ted Linder actually has more for us.
The $175 billion initiative aims to intercept threats like ballistic and hypersonic missiles from space, inspired by Israel's Iron Dome, but far more advanced. The test, dubbed FTI-X, which stands for Flight Test Integrated, will assess a vast web of sensors and interceptors. Defense officials say the timing could offer a political win just ahead of the 2028 election, but experts warn it's risky, costly, and could spark a new space arms race. Congress has already allocated $25 billion to get phase one off the ground. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
524 News Radio 92.3. We are watching that money today. Daria Albinger is in with the market wrap-up.
Stocks did a U-turn to start the week. All three major indices rising, the Dow gaining back just about everything it lost at the end of the week. Investors were encouraged by news that the Fed will likely cut interest rates at its September meeting. There was just one major economic report today. Factory orders fell nearly 5%. And while last week was all about tech earnings, this week we will get results from companies in a number of sectors, from Eli Lilly to Caterpillar to the Walt Disney Company. At the close, the Dow was up 585 points, the NASDAQ 403 on the plus side, and the S&P up 92. The day's winners, tech and utility companies, losers, energy companies. Daria Alminger, Fox News.
525, Austin Price. Looking at our weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, worst looking spot right now is still going to be Michigan Avenue if you are traveling westbound. If you are passing North W Street and heading towards Glass Drive. It looks like that congestion is slowly but surely starting to break up, but it's nonetheless the worst spot we're dealing with right now. The only other major spot is going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, sitting at around 79 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Got some rainfall chances this evening. That's going to ramp up just a little bit tomorrow, and the high is going to show it, dropping to a relatively low 87.
Okay, that's your local snapshot. Let me go national with you. Communities in the southeast continue to experience heavy rainfall. It's bringing dangerous flooding, especially to the Atlanta area. Robert Ray is in Atlanta with more details.
If you live in the deep south, you're used to temperatures hovering around 90 degrees in early August. Well, in Atlanta, you'll be lucky to hit 70 degrees. And guess what? Flash flood watches are in play once again. The entire state of Georgia, most of the panhandle of Florida, parts of Alabama, all under these watches. And we've seen a lot of rain over the weekend, including Savannah, Georgia, Hilton Head, South Carolina, all going through flash flooding scenarios. This rain is expected to dump inches over the next few days. And in some areas of the South, we're not going to see the precip stop falling for at least a week. In Atlanta, Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
And COVID-19 cases are rising in the U.S., but still remain relatively low. CDC data based on emergency department visits as of July 29th found that the virus is trending up in many mid-Atlantic, southeast, southern, and west coast states. Emergency department visits were highest for children younger than 4 years old, which experts said makes sense because many remain unvaccinated.
Well, we're getting new footage this afternoon of the violent brawl that took place in Cincinnati last month. Six people face charges for their role in that fight. Nate Foy has more for us.
A lawyer for one of the six suspects facing charges for the mob-style attack released the video and says someone yelling racial slurs led to the violence. Cincinnati Mayor Aftab Pureval, back from his heavily criticized family vacation in Canada, is urging people to reject racial division. But a warning from Cincinnati police says, quote, the Cincinnati Police Department has been made aware of Ku Klux Klan flyers being distributed in various communities within our city. Tonight, Republican candidate for Ohio Governor Vivek Ramaswamy will host a town hall to address the reaction to the attack.
And the state of Texas is ground zero in the battle for congressional House seats. House Democrats are leaving the Lone Star State in a bid to stop Republicans from advancing maps that would give the GOP five more pickup opportunities ahead of 2026. The move denies Republicans the minimum number of lawmakers needed present in order to be able to conduct legislation.
Yeah, one of the biggest states with a gerrymandering problem and trying to figure out the lines and squibbles and things like that is Illinois. And most political officials are saying today, why did he go to Illinois to figure that one out? Very, very confusing. This past week marked 80 years since the worst disaster at sea in the history of the Navy. Kevin Urinsky is following this for us, has more.
880 sailors and Marines lost their lives after the heavy cruiser USS Indianapolis was hit by torpedoes from a Japanese submarine in the Philippine Sea just after midnight, July 30th, 1945. About 300 died within minutes. Many more died over the next several days from wounds suffered in the attack, dehydration, and shark attacks in the ocean. The Navy originally had no idea because no distress call was sent. The initial Japanese attack knocked out the Indianapolis's power and radios in the ship's control room. Survivors were eventually spotted in the ocean by an Air Force plane. Only 316 survived. The last was pulled from the water August 3rd, 1945. Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Okay, in a potential preview of the Southern League South Divisional Playoff Series, the Wahoos picked up their fifth win in a row Sunday, defeating Biloxi 8-4. Pensacola posting a 55-46 record in the 25 season. The Wahoos hit the road tomorrow, facing Montgomery for a six-game series. Hey, this is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for listening.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. In March, the USDA granted waivers to Nebraska, Indiana, and Iowa to restrict SNAP recipients from purchasing sugary drinks, candy, and other unhealthy drinks. Today, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announces more states will join in the effort to make America healthy again.
I'm proud to sign six more waivers for Florida, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, and Colorado.
Arkansas, Idaho, and Utah also joined the program in June. Aid flowing into Gaza, but concerns of widespread starvation in the region. There's a humanitarian pause in the fighting right now. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the military and allies are encouraged to deliver more food and medicine.
I've authorized the Israeli Air Force to airdrop humanitarian food and medical supplies.
Israeli officials say over 1,000 aid trucks have entered Gaza. America's listening to Fox News.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 7th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 15th, in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
You will hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Gulfwinds Credit Union is matching donations up to $20,000.
This year, help us raise funds for supporting our childhood cancer patients with a lit laser.
Special thank you to our champion sponsors, including Florida Power and Light.
Thank you.
And our hope sponsors, Autumn Beck Blackledge PLLC, International Paper, and Navy Federal Credit Union. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. Three bold sandwiches and one happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar Pulled Pork Sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Milton is back with us with their Howard Steele protocols to try to stifle contrary speech that they do not like from members of their volunteer boards. President Trump fires the labor statistics provider. Is it because the numbers were inaccurate? Or because the numbers were accurate? Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson talks with us about a bunch of cases going on in the county right now. And Democrats fleeing Texas over redistricting is a really fascinating story. We dive into it. Check out the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Pensacola International has introduced the Paw Patrol, a collection of 12 trained dogs along with their handlers who greet travelers and help reduce the stress of traveling. Many of the dogs are used as therapy and comfort dogs visiting nursing homes, hospitals, schools, and more. All are certified with sweet dispositions and a love of new faces and friends.
A lot of licks out there, I can tell you that. Okay, here's your second story. A program that provides hot lunches to over 400 local senior citizens has been cut back to 4 days a week. Joss Newby, he's the president and CEO of the Council on Aging, confirming funding was not the reason for the cuts to the program. It was an increase in clients. In Escambia County, 363 meals are served each day at 13 community centers, plus other sites there. In Santa Rosa, 65 meals are served daily at 4 sites.
All right. And your third top story this afternoon, Escambia taxpayers will pay more for education. The county school board has voted 4-1 to approve a tax increase. The $1.5 million increase is expected to net around $52 million for the district. Select board members say the increase was necessary due to declining enrollment, which is down by about 4,200 students over the past 5 years, along with a reduction in state funding.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, tomorrow the Century Town Council will take the next step in selecting a new town administrator. The committee has narrowed the list to 17 down to 10. During Tuesday's meeting, the council will select the final applicants. According to the town charter, the final employment recommendation must come from the mayor and be approved by the council.
All right. And an 18-year-old from Gulf Breeze facing several child porn charges. Matthew McChesney was arrested several weeks ago on an out-of-county warrant and faces 20 counts of possession of child porn and 3 counts of trading child porn. Officials say the teen had photos and videos depicting kids between 3 and 14 years old being sexually abused and was trading the content in chat rooms.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Off turn 4 comes William Byron. Does he have enough? You betcha he does! William Byron, so close, but so good! And Hendrick Motorsports celebrate. William Byron wins the Iowa Corn 350.
On USA Network, second win this season for William Byron, who held off Chase Briscoe by just under 1.2 seconds for the victory. Byron has now won at Iowa in all 3 NASCAR series, the Truck Series 9 years ago, the Xfinity Series in 2017, and now a Cup Series win at Iowa.
Julio Rodriguez, the first ever in baseball history to begin a career with 4 consecutive 2020 seasons.
On Root Sports Northwest, 20 stolen bases and 20 of these.
Julio cracks this high the opposite way. It is back in.
On Root Sports Northwest, Mariners beat the Rangers 5-4. Sunday Night Baseball, the Phillies shut out the Tigers 2-0 to call up a half game on the Mets for first place in the National League East. Kyle Schwarber hit his 38th home run. He tied Seattle's Cal Raleigh for the Major League lead in RBIs with 88. Schwarber's 38 home runs, even with Shohei Ohtani, for the National League lead. Golf, Cameron Young picked up his first PGA Tour victory. Young won the Wyndham Championship by 6 strokes. The NFL Players Association elected an interim executive director Sunday night to replace Lloyd Howell Jr., who resigned 2.5 weeks ago. David White, who used to run the SAG-AFTRA union for the entertainment industry, got the job. White stated in part, "I'm committed to reestablishing trust and ensuring the union is serving its members best." You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And Chris, the first domino has fallen in regards to us officially being very close to college football season. Texas is the number one ranked team heading into the college football season. That's according to the first USA Today coaches poll released today. Ohio State follows the Longhorns in second, Penn State third, and Georgia and Notre Dame round out the top 5. The SEC has 9 teams total in the rankings. The Big Ten 6, Big 12 has 5, ACC has 3. Number 25, Boise State is the only group of 5 team ranked.
Listen, I'm glad LSU's ranked number 9 or 10 now, aren't they?
I think it's 9.
Okay, so I'm glad that, because every time that they rank the Tigers up in the top 5 or so, they blow it. So, you know,
set a high standard, all the harder to meet.
That's right. Okay, with 4 races to go, 13 drivers had claimed NASCAR playoff spots with wins this season. Tim McMaster tells us if a 14th driver joined the party in Iowa on Sunday.
William Byron has been running great all season, but hadn't seen a checkered flag since the Daytona 500 to start the year.
So close, but so good! William Byron wins the Iowa Corn 350, powered by ethanol and powered all the way to the line.
Courtesy USA, he got there Sunday barely. With gas running out, Byron went 144 laps on one tank of gas. The win puts him in first place in the season points race. Chase Briscoe finished second. Brad Keselowski, who needs a win to reach the playoffs, was third. 3 more races for drivers to qualify for the playoffs. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
All right, 540, News Radio 92.3, 6 months to the day after one of the most shocking trades in the history of sports. The Los Angeles Lakers made sure Luka Doncic would be sticking around. Greg Thompson has an explanation.
While we might never understand why the Dallas Mavericks traded their 26-year-old superstar, we do know that Luka Doncic won't be on the move again anytime soon, now that he's agreed to a contract extension with the LA Lakers, reportedly a 3-year max worth $165 million. Doncic could have become a free agent next summer, but will now stay in purple and gold until at least 2028, and figures to be the face of both the franchise and, potentially, the entire NBA, with LeBron James getting closer to retirement. At the press conference announcing the extension, Doncic said he embraces that pressure.
Being a Laker is an honor, and I wanted to be here, so
Obviously, when you look up here, so many great names and what they achieved, you know, I want to be up there too one day.
Greg Thompson, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Kenny Pickett is dealing with a hamstring injury. Dylan Gabriel doesn't look like he's anywhere close to starting an NFL game. And Shador Sanders, who's already receiving limited reps now, has a sore arm, but claims he's good to go. And when you add all that up, just as long as Joe Flacco remains healthy, it feels like it's a lock that he'll start the Browns' first game of the season on September 7th against the Cincinnati Bengals. And then the question becomes as to how long Joe can keep that QB1 job before Cleveland tries one of the other guys. I'm Zach Gelb.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Get a bottle of Seafoam Motor Treatment for just $8.99 and receive 5x O-Rewards points with the purchase at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's today's health news.
543 News Radio 92.3. Hey, afternoon, everybody. Thanks a lot for taking us along with you today. We appreciate that. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Monday afternoon. More officials from the Biden administration are set to sit for interviews as part of an investigation into President Biden. Ryan Schmelz has a preview.
Deputy Chief of Staff of Policy Bruce Reed is the next to be interviewed by the House Oversight Committee. The committee is investigating an alleged decline and cover-up of President Biden's mental acuity and his use of the auto pen. Former senior advisor Anita Dunn is also set to be interviewed this week. According to sources, last week former counselor Steve Ricchetti told the committee he believed President Biden had the ability to be president, was performing the capacity of the job every day, and could have won the 2024 election. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
In Wisconsin, tops the list ranking deadly falls of people aged 65 and older. The CDC says close to 177 Wisconsin seniors per 100,000 died from injuries after a fall in 2021. Following Wisconsin was Minnesota, South Dakota, West Virginia, and Vermont. Alabama's last place with about 30 deaths a year. Good for them.
All right. Healthcare experts putting a spotlight on the importance of breastfeeding. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. August is National Breastfeeding Month, originally declared by the U.S. Breastfeeding Committee back in August of 2011, with a proclamation that read in part, each August, the U.S. Breastfeeding Committee hosts a social media advocacy and outreach campaign inviting member organizations, breastfeeding coalitions, partner organizations, and individuals to participate in online action and conversation about the policy and practice changes needed to build a landscape of support for babies and families. You can get more information at usbreastfeeding.org, or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
545 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together. All right, looking pretty good traffic-wise.
Yes, it's been a strangely docile day on the roads. I don't know what that's about. Our worst spot was Michigan Avenue, traveling westbound passing W Street. There was an accident in that area, but it looks like it has cleared out. We do have some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. We'll be keeping an eye on that for you. But the only other major spot is Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for your local weather, 79 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Tomorrow, going to have some rainfall chances lingering and actually increasing a little bit, but the high is only going to be 87.
All right, I want you to put your stressful concerns away this afternoon. The latest tropical storm should not impact the eastern U.S. Fox News senior meteorologist, she's back after an extended vacation. Welcoming her back, Janice Dean has the details in your Fox weather forecast.
Tropical Storm Dexter has formed off the East Coast, but the good news is this storm will not impact the U.S. We are watching a few areas for potential development in the Atlantic Basin, but for now, the tropics remain quiet. A slight risk of severe storms for sections of the northern and central plains. Flood alerts are up for the risk of heavy rain across parts of the southeast. We've got extreme heat alerts for the southwest and southern California, and wildfires burning over Canada, bringing poor air quality issues to sections of the northern plains, the Midwest, Great Lakes, and the northeast. I'm Janice Dean. Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, the company behind those controversial ads for blue jeans has responded to its critics. This is getting to be hilarious. Jack Callahan is in.
Retailer American Eagle Outfitters posting on social media its ad campaign featuring actress Sydney Sweeney was always about the jeans, her story. Critics have blasted the ad as Nazi-like and, intentionally or otherwise, promoting eugenics. But most of the critics equate jeans, as in denim, with genes, as in genetics. American Eagle posting it will continue to celebrate how everyone wears their jeans, adding, "Great jeans look good on everyone." Jack Callahan, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Nearly 3,200 machinists who build Boeing jets in the St. Louis area have gone on strike. That work stoppage also affecting workers in Missouri and Illinois, and it comes after the union rejected a four-year labor agreement with Boeing. The European Union announcing today that it will suspend planned action against U.S. tariffs for 6 months. The countermeasures were set to be installed next week, but were halted after a deal was struck. Tesla is granting 96 million new shares worth roughly $29 billion to CEO Elon Musk. The move comes as Musk fights a court ruling that voided his pay deal for being unfair to shareholders. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher, with the Dow up more than 580 points. The S&P 500 gained 91, and the Nasdaq grew by nearly 2%. Crude oil futures are above 66 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, 548 WNRP, News Radio 92.3. Well, afternoon, everybody. A new study showing that monthly government payments to moms who are below the poverty line do not help improve the lives of their children. Madison Allworth has an explanation this afternoon.
The results of this new study on universal basic income show no improved outcomes for kids. In this study, families below the poverty line were given monthly payments of $333. The study found it did nothing to boost children's well-being. The kids were not more likely to develop better language skills or avoid behavioral problems and developmental delays. For that reason, the researchers lay out that their study had consistent null results, which, quote, may indicate that cash income alone does not have a causal effect on young children's development in the contemporary policy context. So universal basic income without work requirements makes no impact on a child's well-being. AEI says it would be dangerous to switch to this model from a work-required aid model.
And, you know, we heard some talk about this on Your Money Now just a moment ago, but I wanted to touch on this because for two reasons. One, I think it's very important, but two, it seems like Boeing really can't catch a break. Thousands of Boeing workers are on strike. Members of the Machinists and Aerospace Workers Union on strike at three Boeing facilities in the St. Louis area following failed negotiations over the new contract. But about 3,500 union workers voted yesterday to reject the company's final offer before the strike went into effect at around midnight. Neither side has said when talks will resume.
So you own a Kia. Listen up here. Kia is recalling hundreds of thousands of cars due to loose parts that can fall off while in motion. Jeff Manasso has more on it.
Kia America issuing two recalls for more than 200,000 Telluride models and over 100,000 K5 models, both from the 2023 to 25 model years, over loose parts near the doors and windows that the company says can fall off. For the Telluride, a door trim. For the K5s, it's the C-pillar garnish faceplates that pose a potential hazard to other drivers. Owners can bring their vehicles into a Kia dealership for a free inspection and replacement. The National Transportation Safety Board steering owners to its website to see if their cars are affected. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And changes are coming for Social Security beneficiaries who receive paper checks. The Social Security Administration announced that starting on September 30th, it would no longer issue paper checks. Now, beneficiaries must opt to have their benefit payments delivered electronically by direct deposit, or if they don't have a bank account, receive their benefit payments on a prepaid debit card known as Direct Express.
Listen, it's only about safety in that area. It really is. You know, I quit having things like that mailed, you know, to me directly. Direct deposit, bang, done. Safer that way. Listen, if you want to buy a robot, China-based company is going to sell you one for a low price of $6,000. I'd have to worry about the software inside of it, whether my robot's spying on me or something, going back to the Chinese government. Aiden Brown has a report.
Robots functioning like people will one day work in factories or as domestic help, but they're not cheap, at least they weren't. China-based Unitree Robotics is now selling its R1 model robot for just under $6,000, making it probably the least expensive high-tech thing you could possibly buy. Experts say the R1 is likely a scaled-down version of their flagship robots, which run around $90,000. Unitree, however, says the target market is for researchers and developers and not yet a person looking for a robo-buddy. Eben Brown, Fox News.
5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous stuff for you as we help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on this Monday afternoon of News Radio 92.3.
Who do I wrestle for? I wrestle on my high school team for Jason Garcia, my fiercest competitor during practice and my biggest fan during meets. I wrestle for my parents who practice what they preach, the importance of hard work, commitment, and dedication. I wrestle for the chance to put our little high school right here in Florida on the map.
Wearing the uniform of your high school comes with a big responsibility. Younger kids look up to you. Your teammates count on you, and the reputation of your high school depends on you. Do you have what it takes to participate in a high school sport?
And I wrestle for the glory that is mine when I do my best. That's who I wrestle for.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Markets may be unpredictable, but your cleaning service shouldn't be. At Janny King, the king of clean, we work with you to build custom cleaning programs that fit your facility and your budget. Our local franchise owners deliver reliable, hands-on service backed by regional support, so you get flexibility, consistency, and peace of mind. That's one less thing to worry about. Head to JannyKingCleans.com to learn more. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the king of clean.
Summer season is here and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Heads up, Pensacola. Quit banging those heads this afternoon.
Yeah.
Jumping
stop
headbanging.
Focus on the road.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That woke you up, I'm sure. Austin Price doing a pretty slick job there spinning the tunes today. Also has a look at the weather and traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, luckily around this time every afternoon, there's not much that holds you up. We do have some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. As for your weather, sitting at around 79 degrees, been kind of cloudy, kind of overcast out there throughout this afternoon. Tonight's low is going to be 75 with some rainfall chances that are going to increase on your Tuesday, and Tuesday's high is going to show it sitting at a dare I say, chilly, 87 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Balmy forecast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Fantastic Four first steps flying high in its second weekend. Daryl Albinger looking at that weekend box office.
Marvel's first family holds on to the top spot at the box office.
Famous around the world, please welcome the Fantastic Four.
The Fantastic Four First Steps, earning another $40 million from North American theaters, bringing the film's domestic total to more than $198 million. Newcomer comedy, The Bad Guys 2, earning second place at the box office with $22 million from theaters in the U.S. and Canada. Paramount slapstick comedy, The Naked Gun, also in its debut weekend, snagged the third box office spot, earning $17 million. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
And the Texas Lottery Commission will pay almost $46 million to a woman who was denied her winnings for months. Court records show that an agreement between the Lottery Commission and Kristen Moriarty was filed on Thursday. The Lottery Commission said the settlement was reached with help from Attorney General Ken Paxton's office. Moriarty will receive $45.8 million before taxes in a single lump sum. The payout comes over 5 months after she bought the winning Lotto Texas ticket worth $83.5 million in February. She made the purchase online through the lottery courier service Jackpocket.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, 558. News Radio 92.3. Several new movies and TV shows hitting Netflix this month. Need to know about it. Here's Tanya J.
The rom-com My Oxford Year is out now, the story of an American girl in Europe based on the novel by Julia Whalen. Part one of season two of Wednesday, starring Jenna Ortega in the title role of Wednesday Adams, drops on Wednesday. Animated feature Fixed launches on the 13th and stars the voices of Idris Elba, Catherine Hahn, Adam Devine, and more. Crime thriller Night Always Comes drops on the 15th, starring Vanessa Kirby. Coming August 22nd, The Truth About Jussie Smollett, a documentary about the 2019 incident where the Empire star claimed to have been the victim of a hate crime. And on the 28th, the Thursday Murder Club drops. It stars Helen Mirren, Ben Kingsley, Pierce Brosnan, and more. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And Doechii is announcing dates for her upcoming Live from the Swamp tour. Doechii officially announced her tour plans during her debut at Lollapalooza in Chicago over the weekend. The 21-stop tour, which is presented by Top Dog Entertainment and Live Nation, will kick off on August 17th, and general ticket sales will begin on the morning of August 11th on the tour's official website.
Okay, the weather is getting a substantial amount of attention here. A storm system continues to dump heavy flooding rain across the southeast. Well, Bane Froney, she is up in Hilton Head this afternoon, files this report from South Carolina.
More showers and storms are in the forecast for the southeast. We are going to be dealing once again with more tropical rainfall throughout the next few days. This is going to be including the Carolinas, as well as Georgia, and into Alabama, parts of Florida dealing with heavy downpours. And Hilton Head could see up to 3 to 5 inches by the time we reach Thursday. The NHC has tagged an area off the Carolina coast that they're looking at and watching very closely for some sort of tropical development. We'll continue to monitor this, but whether or not becomes tropical doesn't matter, because no matter what, lots of rain is going to be in the forecast all week long with flooding potential for most areas. In Hilton Head, South Carolina, I'm Bane Froney, Fox Weather.
Okay, your 30-year fixed mortgage today standing at 6.74%, average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 5.99%. More information and news coming up in less than 12 on News Radio 92.3.
News every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.